Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI delivered the homily at a funeral mass for Cardinal Pio Laghi, who was the first apostolic pronuncio to the United States. Chris Altieri reports.
Nel suo testamento spirituale, stilato il 14 novembre dello scorso anno, aveva scritto...
Pope Benedict XVI remembered Cardinal Laghi as a churchman whose entire priestly mission was lived in direct service to the Holy See. Born in the Romanian town of Castiglione di Forlì in 1922, Pio Laghi entered the seminary and was ordained a priest in 1946. He studied theology and canon law at Rome's Pontifical Lateran University, earning doctorates in both. He entered the diplomatic corps of the Holy See in 1952. In 1969, he became apostolic delegate to Jerusalem and Palestine and was ordained a bishop. In 1974, he became nuncio to Argentina, and 6 years later, in 1980, at the height of the Cold War and during a delicate period of transition from the Carter to the Reagan presidencies, Pope John Paul II made then-Archbishop Laghi apostolic delegate to the United States. Archbishop Laghi oversaw the establishment of full diplomatic relations between the United States and the Holy See in 1984 and remained as the Holy See's permanent diplomatic representative to the U.S. until he was recalled to Rome to serve as prefect of the Congregation for Catholic Education. Created cardinal during the consistory of June 28, 1991, Cardinal Laghi led the Congregation for Catholic Education until 1999.
Lo accompagniamo con affetto fraterno nel passaggio dal tempo all'eternità.
In his homily at the end of Cardinal Laghi's funeral mass in St. Peter's Basilica on Tuesday, Pope Benedict prayed that God might grant Cardinal Laghi eternal blessedness, the first fruits of which he tasted in the communion of the Pilgrim Church on earth, and in the building of ties of peace and concord among the peoples and nations to which he was sent in service to the Holy See. Cardinal Laghi died on January 11th after a lengthy and painful illness. He was 86 years old. I'm Chris Altieri.